Today, we are blessed by Heather Parsons. Heather Parsons is going to come and bring the message to us today, along with a passion that the Lord has placed on her heart. And so we are looking forward to Heather bringing us a message. So it is you.
I'm still a little sweaty from the dancing and jumping around, but all right. I think I got my breath back. I'm going to present to you something today that God's put on my heart before I moved back to Indiana from North Carolina. And last year I presented it to some of the ladies at the women's group. And it is a youth center that I want to start in Roanoke. And it's a faith-based youth center. It says, let's get a grip. And yeah, I know grip spelled wrong, but it stands for Great Race Youth Place. What does that mean? There's a lot of things that have come together with this, and I'm presenting it to you today for the very first time ever, because if we hadn't moved here so many years ago, I wouldn't be the person I am. And I want to be the person I needed when I was a kid for all these kids. So, Dad, please go to the next slide. And I have a Facebook page that's called Great Race Ministries. I write stuff and put it on there. And this is what it's based on. Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I will not myself be disqualified for the prize. So what do we do with that? Let's see. I started here as a youth leader. And that's when things just started rolling, because I was doing what God needed me to do. What I thought he needed me to do was go to Purdue and sell foods for diabetics, because I'd been diabetic since I was 4, and that's what I just felt God needed me to do. Start my own business, do stuff like this, do just different things. And then somehow I got an application for a seminary, and it said, what are you waiting for, a burning bush? It's like, okay, Lord, let's see where this goes. After that, I went to North Carolina with a youth ministry internship. I learned a lot there. I worked at a school for immigrants and refugees, where they taught the kids English, math, science, the common things. Because if you've ever been to a school outside of our country, it is completely different. And these kids are shell-shocked when they come in. Some of them have just gotten off the boat or the plane, and they're shoved into school where they don't know the language, they don't know anybody except their brothers and sisters, and some of them ranged from 7 years old to 18. They have big families, and then you realize they're all staying in one two-bedroom apartment, and you're like, whoa, what can we do to help? At that time, I was also working as a youth minister in North Carolina at Glenwood Friends. And I worked with a group of kids from Vietnam. And I realized just how much kids in other countries don't know the Bible. They don't know. They don't have the opportunity to learn about God's Word. They don't have the opportunity to go to church. And while there, I got my degree as a Master of Arts in Ministry. But something just didn't feel right. I didn't feel like I needed to be confined to one church, one denomination. I love Pleasant Chapel. I love sitting in the pew and being with all of you. That's what it is. Then I came back and I got a job at the Boys and Girls Club. And then I went back into youth ministry at Warren United Church of Christ. And after mom's passing, it just didn't feel right. So I needed to take some time off, work on this plan. And I presented it to the women's group probably in January or February of last year. And then I talked to Joel about it before. He's like, go and write a business plan. I did. I just didn't give it to him until a month ago. But while that time, I was working at White's. And I realized kids in this country don't know God the way my parents taught me to know God. And that is what this passion is all about. It is sharing God with kids in ways that people least expect. All right? All of this leads up to this dream. A dream and an idea that could only come from God, because never in a million years did I think I could come up with this plan. I want to teach things and do things that are outside the box. Whether it's jumping up and down in the middle of the church aisle, getting kids to do VBS songs, running around the church, getting them to do VBS songs, whatever it is, it's just something that I want to teach them about God's love in different ways. Not to be stuck in one church, but to go out and reach those that others deem as unreachable. And I have met lots of them while working at White's. My main goal with this is to love others as Christ first loved me. That's what it's all about. It's what it is, going out and showing them how much God loves them, cares for them, and wants them to know his love, his fatherly love, because a lot of them don't have fathers that have been the best. Next slide, please. What is the mission? Great Race Youth Place, or I'll refer to it as GRIP from now on, is a place for youth to learn about Christ, teaching them to serve others in a Christ-like manner, offering services to help families and individuals grow and mature in Christ, from Bible studies to helping the less fortunate in the community so that we can share the love of Christ with everyone we meet. Next one, the motto. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this picture. A week ago, I have this Bible coloring app, and this is one of the pictures comes up. And I thought of this motto a long time ago, but then this picture came up, and I'm like, that's exactly what I need for this slide. Jesus never lets go. And we need to get a grip on him because he has a hold on us. Next slide. Now let's talk about the business. The race we will run. To serve the community, we will start as a youth center called Great Race Youth Place, where youth will be taught they are loved by the one who created them. We will teach them ways to honor God in their lives through words, action, and giving them opportunities to serve the community in which they live. Showing youth that Jesus has a hold on them, all they need to do is grab hold of him. Next. The second phase will be to offer Bible studies for youth and adults to help them show the youth, so that the adults can show the youth in their life what it means to be a follower of Christ. They too will have the opportunity to serve in the communities in which they live, being drawn into a closer relationship with Christ and getting a grip on Jesus because he has a hold on them. The third phase, because we're still going to be running this race, the third and final phase will be to offer weekly meals on Saturday or Sunday to serve youth and families who may not be able to provide those things for themselves while not in school, to sit down and fellowship with each other and to share all that Christ is doing in our lives. And we've kind of planned Saturday lunch and then Sunday supper, so everybody that works at GRIP can go to church and not have to worry about it, and then come in at the evening and just be able to relax and have fun. I do know our competition will be the Boys and Girls Club, because they do a lot of stuff with the youth in the communities. And then churches, and that's fine. We'll work around church schedules. We'll work around everything. The finishing the race, then we will look at the community around us and see what the needs are and meet the need for Christ in the community around us. Whether it is to have a daycare, a nursery school, we will service the community in ways that show Jesus has a hold on us and we grabbed hold of him. So what is this? Oh, yeah, the principles. What are the principles of grace? There are, I've got four main ones, four. We will teach the Bible, biblical world views and how to defend your faith. Last year, in the Bible study that we do at the house, we did an eye-opening experience with learning about biblical worldviews and how they differ from the world around us and how to defend that faith. And that's what I want to teach these kids, because they can go to school and be like, okay, Jesus loves you. And the kid's going to be like, okay, why? And they may not be able to tell them why. So I want to equip them to be able to do that. We will live lives that glorify God. We will work together in Christ-likeness to share the gospel with the world around us. And the goal of those at Great Race will be to live in a way that honors Christ's hold on our life. Because when he has a hold, like I've been trying to push this to the back for years, but he keeps bringing it to the front. He has a hold on us so that when we mess up and feel alone, we know we're not. We know he never lets go. We know that he is sitting there saying, okay, you know, you're going to do this. All right, I'm going to take you this way. And it may be a detour. You're causing your own detours, but this is what I need you to do. And I'll get you back on that path because I have a hold on your life and you have given me your life. What we're doing right now is, as I said earlier, Great Race Ministries. It provides devotionals through Facebook to help those who struggle, who know Christ, feel they are not alone in times of struggle. After Mom passed away, my outlet was writing. And there are a lot of stuff on there about grief. Some of them are okay. Some of them are good. Some of them are not so good. Some of them are great. I base it on the likes I get on the Facebook page. So we've also got a blog that's called Get a Grip on Jesus. It's a blog offering the same devotionals, but to help others reach their full potential in Christ. To be like, okay, you've gotten this one. If you want to go here, we'll go a little deeper. If you need to go a little deeper, here's where you can go to reach it. Just to show others that they are not alone and to see others as being created in Christ, that in Christ we are not alone and we all fall short. We aren't perfect. None of us are. And we never will be. Third will be GRIP. At GRIP, youth and families will learn what it means to live like Christ in a world that doesn't know him, to live a life of service to others without expecting anything in return, to step up and find ways in which God uses us to bless the community around us, that we are called to be the light of the world, that Jesus has a hold on us, so we need to get a grip on him. Following the dream he has placed on our hearts, giving us reasons to stand up, step out, stay strong on him, and say, here I am, and I just added this, here I am, send me. Send me. I want to be your light in this world. Let's go. Send me. Now, I know I can't do this alone, and you may be wondering why I'm doing this, but I need help. I can't do it alone. How can you help? First of all, pray that God defines the direction of how he wants GRIP to go and those that are helping me form it. And if you feel like God's calling you to help, pray about that as well, to see how you can help, where you can help, and what you can do. I need legal help as well. Any info and contacts to help set up an LLC and then eventually a 501c3, because right now I only have the money for the LLC. Donations. That goes without saying anything. Ideas for a location. A year ago, my idea was Hoosier Foods, the old Hoosier Foods building. It's been sold. I don't know who owns it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. That kind of idea flew out the window. But we need a place so that we can get these kids together to shine a light brightly for Jesus in their lives. And please help in any way God puts on your heart. If you've got an idea or any other way and you feel God's calling you to do that and you've been praying about it and he says, go tell Heather or Raleigh, because right now I have 5 board members and they're all in the family. So, well, except Susan, but Susan's part of the family anyway. So, why me? I don't know why he chooses me. And I can honestly tell you, this speech is the hardest one I've ever done. I don't know why he's given me this idea, this dream. But I know that he needs it in the world that we're facing and the world that we're living in. I know he needs the next generation of kids to come out and be bold, strong, and courageous for him. We need that. We need another Billy Graham. We need someone who is willing to just go out and say, and I'm not saying I'm that person, but I'm saying we can help where we are. And maybe we're going to influence, okay, Griffin, I'm just going to call you out, Griffin, to be the next one. Or Jama, or, and I cannot remember your name without a name tag. Jaclyn, yes. And Jaclyn can go out there and do what she wants to do. God's placed dreams on each of these kids' hearts. And what are we going to, are we going to show them that we're just going to sit back and have a business plan written and not do anything about it? Or are we going to go out and go boldly and say, here I am, send me, let's go shine the light of Christ? Does anybody have any questions? I think we got some time. Not right now. Joel does have the business plan. I didn't think to print more up because it didn't have the new logo on it. And my computer crashed, so I couldn't get it off the PowerPoint slide the right way I wanted it to. So anyway, if you have any questions, you can see me after church. I'll be here again in 2 weeks because my work schedule is every other Sunday. So I just ask you to pray, and if you'll join me in prayer now. Lord, we thank you for the dreams you place on our hearts. We ask you to help guide and strengthen this idea and to show us where we need to go and what we need to do and how we need to do it. And if you are touching anyone's heart and they want to help, show them how they can help, because as I keep telling you in my prayers, I can't do this. It's not up to me. But Lord, I know it is, and you have placed this dream on this heart and placed me, told me it was time to do it here at Pleasant Chapel, and I have followed your lead. So Lord, send me and send these people out to run the race that you have put before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Heather, for what you're doing, for sharing today, and no doubt thank you for listening. What's bold stuff? It's big stuff. It's a big endeavor, and I thank you for that, and I just ask that you would continue to keep communicating with us as a church, that where can we help? What is it we can do? And church, I would ask that we would do exactly what Heather said here. We have the spark that is starting here for some things that she's got, some bold things that could happen. And, what is it we can be praying about that we can connect with part of this project to do great things? And it is just a spark to get great things going. And let us stand and sing just about that on page 572.